Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The River Road Trip makes a stop tonight here in Memphis, 5:30 at the Bluff. The man that joins us now, Matt Luke, will be in attendance, as will Kermit Davis as well. For more information and ticket information, visit rebelroadtrip.com. Again, 5:30 tonight at the Bluff here on Highland. Matt Luke joins us now. Matt, I know for you, it feels like almost every season has had a very distinct feel, but how does this one feel in terms of two new coordinators? You've got a new quarterback that you're breaking in. You've got a lot of new guys up front, but you do have 10 returning starters on the defensive side. How does this season feel for you in comparison to the other ones that you've led?
Well, you know, I hate to say this, but it feels kind of like a normal season, you know, getting ready to play some football. But no, there's a lot of excitement. Able to sign 31 players in the last recruiting class, the top 25 class, and able to get back to 85 scholarships, it seems like forever. You know, obviously it's kind of well documented with the additions of Mike McIntyre and Rich Rodriguez, two very experienced coordinators, and then obviously the chance to go back to a bowl game this year and get Ole Miss back in the postseason. So just a lot of excitement here around the building and in town, and you know, to kind of get all the clouds behind us and the sun's coming out, we're moving forward.
I know Mike has had not only a pre-existing relationship with Ole Miss, but also with someone that's a big part of your life, and David Cutcliffe. But with Rich Rodriguez, in terms of both of those guys, how did it come to be that you were able to bring them in and sell them on your vision?
Well, you know what, I think for me it was about hiring the right people. You know, the fact that they're both National Coaches of the Year and have a lot of experience, not only as an assistant but also being the head coach. I think that was just a bonus because we went out and tried to hire the best people, and after meeting with them, it was very obvious that the two best people for the job were Mike and Rich.
You mentioned now being on the recruiting trail, and you're able to sell 85 scholarships. You're able to put the entire NCAA issue behind you. Does it resonate with you now? Like, do you feel like you're getting a fair shot when you go into living rooms now?
Absolutely. I mean, you don't have to say but or hey, but yeah, this is what's coming. There is no more uncertainty. You know, it's all, you don't have to feel like you have one hand tied behind your back. You can go sell Ole Miss. You know, people love Ole Miss. They love coming to Oxford. You know, we have a great product to sell here, and I think I think you can see that not only in, top 25 recruiting class last year, but also, kind of the summer that we've had in recruiting. I think it's really kind of speaks for itself.
We're talking to Matt Luke, Ole Miss football coach here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Matt, I'm a Michigan grad, so I was there for some – I was not there. I left right before the Rich Rod era, but I always thought he kind of got a raw deal up in Ann Arbor to a certain extent. With his offense and his offensive reputation as a coordinator at West Virginia, at Arizona, even at Michigan at times, how – Will, with what personnel you're bringing back, the fact that it's kind of a blank slate on offense to a certain extent, is that work in your favor in this case? How is it implementing what he does? Because it's obviously a unique offensive scheme.
No, it is. We are going to be young on offense. We lost, a lot of playmakers off last year's team, but I do think we'll be exciting and fun to watch. I think the one thing that's unique about Rich and his offense is, he's had 17 straight 1,000-yard rushers in his offense. And I think you got to defend all 11 people, and I think he has a unique ability to get the most out of his personnel. And so I'm really excited, to see our offense play with that energy and that edge. And obviously there's a lot of competition. It's a brand new scheme coming in, a lot of new faces and a lot of guys competing, and that tends to make everybody better.
Matt, I wanted to ask you this. In terms of Rich Rod's system, he's not afraid to tell his quarterback to, hey, buddy, sometimes you got to tuck it and run. But with a lack of experience at the quarterback position, do you as the head coach have to kind of monitor just exactly the types of carries that your young quarterbacks might take?
Yeah, I think he's got to be smart about taking hits. You know, we got to pick our spots, but we do. You know, we don't want to just, you know, wholesale change the offense. We want to make sure that we're picking our spots and running the quarterback. Sometimes it might be off the zone read, pulling it, getting five or six, staying on schedule, and sliding, and just being smart. But again, I think we do have several young quarterbacks, and it will be important to stay healthy there.
Matt, you're going to SEC Media Days later this week, and one of the topics of discussion is scheduling in the SEC. And obviously, your league schedule is as challenging as there is in the country, but there's been some talk about, you know, some of these SEC teams. You know, I think we've seen this offseason, more and more of them have been adding home and homes. What's your thinking on what the right balance is in terms of how you build your non-conference and build towards what is always going to be a challenging conference slate?
Yeah, you know, I think, with the SEC, it's kind of shown that we can get, you know, even two teams into the national championship picture, you know, with the way that it is. So I don't think it's broken, so we don't need to fix it. But I do think it is important to schedule that, one Power Five opponent that you can play a home and home with, those, non-traditional rival, you know, very similar to Cal coming in. You know, we played Texas a couple of years ago. I think that's important to schedule a Power Five game like that. But, you know, top to bottom, that SEC playing that schedule from top to bottom is very, very difficult. So to make nine, I don't think makes much sense, but I do think it is important to schedule that Power Five game.
Matt, in my 31 years on this planet, I feel like I've been consistently hearing from whoever the Ole Miss coach may be, we have to really focus on Memphis, and we have to use that as a recruiting ground. And, you know, I just feels like I keep hearing the same thing over and over again. Yet, in terms of how you view to building a program from the recruiting base, how important is Memphis to you?
It's very important, and I'll be looking forward to coming up there tonight and speaking. We got a great fan base in Memphis, and I think one of the most important things in recruiting is, you know, the geography and the location, and it's obviously somewhere that's very, very close to us and has a lot of really good players. So it always we treat it as in-state because of the location and because of our fan base, and really looking forward to getting up there tonight.
Talking with Ole Miss head football coach Matt Luke. He's at Coach Matt Luke on Twitter. As he has mentioned, the Rebel Road Trip will be tonight here in Memphis at the Bluff, 5:30. There will, of course, be, as well as Matt Luke, Kermit Davis. For all ticket and full information, visit rebelroadtrip.com.
So, Matt, you mentioned coming up to Memphis. You're going to be back here in about a month and a half. What do you make of that season opener?
You know what? I got a lot of respect for Coach and all the things he's been able to accomplish. They got a really, really good football team, and it'll be important for us. But I do think having a game like that to start the season, it'll have our players' attention. Very similar to that Texas Tech game last year. When you have an opener like that, that's very important. I think it helps, you know, the guys, you know, keep the right frame of mind and preparation. But obviously, our players have a lot of respect for Memphis and the type of team that they are.
Obviously, the schedule is what it is this year, but philosophically, do you personally like the idea of, all right, we've got, you know, a coin flip type game, you know, a big game to start the season, or would you rather have, you know, the home opener and then you have the big game, you know, week two, week three? And personally, how do you feel about it?
Well, having as many freshmen as we do, I'd like to play two or three of those home games first. But I do think there will be a sense of urgency in these guys, taking the field when we start August the 1st with the right mindset. And I do think it helps in the preparation to know what you have, you know, coming down the pipe.
When you look at the way that your schedule sets up, and you know that you've got two big ones. You've got a road test against certainly a program that will be very excited to see Ole Miss come into the Liberty Bowl, and then you've got your conference opener the week number two. How do you go about, you know, getting fall camp situated to where you understand, hey, we're not playing two FCS schools or, you know, a bye game and then, you know, the type of games that we should be winning weeks one and week two? How do you get those young guys ready? Does that change the way that you handle fall camp?
Not necessarily. I mean, the mindset is Memphis. So I don't think you get too far ahead of yourself, start worrying about the SEC opener. I mean, all of our attention goes on Memphis, and rightfully so. They're a good football team, and we're going to have to go up there and play well.
I want to ask you this. As we mentioned, you do have 10 returners on the defensive side of the ball. You've got a new coordinator, and I got to imagine at a certain point, anytime your defense was mentioned last year, you dreaded the question that was coming next. But now that you do have some talent, particularly up front, the back end of your defense is certainly got the ability to make some plays. What are your expectations from your defense this year?
You know what? I'm excited to watch them. You know, I think the term cautiously optimistic. I think we got a bunch of guys that have played a bunch of football, and you know, and these guys are sick of hearing about how bad they are. And I really like Mike McIntyre's approach. You know, all the meetings and the walkthroughs and all the stuff that he had in the in spring practice, I think you saw pay off in the spring game with guys being in the right spot. And I think our front seven's really good. Guys like Benito Jones and Josiah Codney and Tarikus Tisdale. You know, linebackers Momo and you know, Willie Hibbler coming back, and then you know, signed some junior college players that could come in and help Sam Williams, and Lakia Henry was the number one inside linebacker in the country, and is you know, coming from junior college. So I'm really excited to see what we're going to do.
Matt, you've been through a lot in your couple years
as
a head coach.
That's putting it mildly.
Yeah, you mentioned at the start you've kind of been put through the ringer to a certain extent, but having Rich Rodriguez and Mike McIntyre there by your side. Like, I'm curious, what is a typical meeting like with them, given that, I mean, let's be honest, they've at least as head coaches, have accomplished a little bit more than you have just because it's only your third year, and they were head coaches a lot longer. Like, how's that dynamic played out in the office?
Well, I think it's been awesome. I think any time that the guys are sitting in your chair and they have they see the big picture, I think that's very, very important. I think sometimes, you know, coordinators can look at stats or their side of the ball, but those guys, they understand the most important thing is winning games. And I think the staff meetings have all been really good. Yeah, that both those guys played against each other. So it's been unique for sure, but it's all been positive.
This is a broad question. Would you like to see the playoff expanded?
You know what? I think right now, again, I said it earlier about scheduling. You know, if it's not broke, let's not fix it. So I think it's fine with the way it is. And as long as I think I'll probably keep saying that as long as we have the representation from the Southeastern Conference.
Matt, I wanted to ask you this last question because you've been very gracious with your time. I know you got a road trip to make and the weather's not exactly great. I wanted to ask you this, though. As Mark was mentioning, you've just brought in two guys that are highly accomplished head coaches, honestly. And I know a lot of coaches in your business would not have pulled the trigger for ego reasons. I know the adage in the coaching is never hire the guy that's going to take your job. But for you, to me, following along this hiring process, you never batted an eye, and you identified both of these guys to the point in which I knew people that covered the program that were a little skeptical of whether or not this was even possible, yet you pulled it off. I'm curious for you, why did you feel it was important to make these two hires?
Well, you know, the first thing is they were the best two people for the job, and that's my job is to build Ole Miss back to a championship program. And Mike and Rich were the best two people for the job. And the other thing I think it did, not only here locally, but I think nationally, it made a statement. It made a statement that we're not going anywhere, that we're here to stay. And I think when you make a statement and you make a commitment to winning by hiring guys like that, I think it helps in recruiting. I think it helps build the morale in the program. I just thought I didn't see any negatives to it.
Matt, we really appreciate the time, and man, safe travels up here tonight.
Thank you, Matt.
Yep, appreciate you having me, guys. Hotty toddy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.